PJ Podcast.
Welcome!
Hello, potties!
To the podcast. We did it. Wrapped up 100 hours of nothing but hot chips. You're going to hear what went down in the podcast. You and the man going out tonight for dinner.
Yes, because I'm going away this weekend.
So he's not going to the wedding, is he?
No, he's not.
Yeah, right. Oh, it means he'd be in town to play with me. What's that mean? What just, the hell was that?
Just look after him.
What do you think I'm going to do?
You're in trouble.
We're not doing a two-day Kentucky tour. Like,
I don't know with you.
What do you mean? I was just going to take him out for a quiet beers.
Oh, no, that'd be nice. No, he'd like that.
Yeah, just have a couple of quiet beers. That was it. Really not. Why? Why do people not trust their partners with me to go out?
Because you're the devil.
I'm not the... Excuse me.
You're the devil
excuse
of friends.
Excuse me. When we
you're
travel...
You're the devil of hot chips and you're the devil of
when
friends.
We travel, who's the... Yeah, I know I'm the oldest member and I'm the most mature and I'm the chaperone of the show.
No, Alex is the most mature. You're the eldest.
Yeah, you're the most mature in the fact that you're the eldest. That makes you the most
when
mature.
When we go out, guys, I've got a good head on my shoulders.
Alex has a better head.
All right, so there's once or twice he's had to tuck me in. And there was that time I peed on my feet at the wedding. But
just stepping into this conversation, it sounds really weird.
Yeah, right. Okay, we'll move on. Okay, we'll move on.
Enjoy the podcast, everybody.
I'll look after him.
Okay.
We might even do a dinner. Might do
oh,
a lad's dinner.
Oh, that'd be nice. Aren't you going out for dinner on Saturday?
Yeah, I've got a babysitter.
Are you taking Betty out?
So when would you go for dinner?
Well, I might try and get out of Lou. Like, so Lou and her sister are going out for dinner.
Can't get out of it.
Yeah, I can, because the way I'll sell it, I'll be like, babe, your sister's visiting. She never visits. How about you guys go out and have sister time?
Nice.
I'll go kill time at Batty's place and have a quiet beer there. Zing!
I see how you're playing it off. Like, it's just an idea that jumps into your head right
you're
then and there.
Oh, hang on.
Why don't I do this?
Hang on, babe. Let me text Batty and see if he's around even. Oh. He might have even went to the wedding. Oh, no, Batty's here. There you go. You guys going to have sister time. I really don't mind.
You know, you might be the devil, but you're also a masterclass. I'm proud of you.
I should do one of those masterclasses on Facebook.
No, don't.
Have an online seminar for being a dick.
No.
No, it's not being a dick.
It's just being a dick.
Enjoy the podcast.
Enjoy.
Jason PJ, the podcast.
Do you want fries or fat?
Jason PJ's Hot Chip Diet.
41 minutes time. We will click over to 5 o'clock, wrapping up 100 hours of living on nothing but hot chips and water.
I can tell you now, confidently, I don't think I'm actually ever going to eat hot chips ever again.
Oh,
ever.
You will. No, you will. You'll
no,
say that?
No, no, no. I plan to go vegetarian and raw after this. I really am.
Please.
No. I'm going to try.
Producer Alex is organising some nice meals for after 5 to actually wrap this thing up. I might get a little bit cheeky ice cream on the way home.
No, Chase, come on.
What?
You've done enough abuse to your body over the last few days. Just look after it, please. This is me being a friend to you.
Big good quality ice cream. What's the one I love?
Kohu Road.
There we go. The best. It's a good cheeky plug-in. So for anybody who hasn't been with us through
you
the entire journey.
Stress me out, mate. Seriously.
We started on Sunday. We found out about this guy in Australia, Spudman, who lived off nothing but potatoes for an entire year. And it worked wonders for him. He lost weight.
Because he didn't eat chips. He ate them not fried.
We thought, screw potatoes. What do we like more? Hot chips. So we've done nothing but hot chips, no condiments, nothing. Now,
what have you done? It says Jace to Phil right now, and it stresses me out. I don't know what you're about to do, and now you're playing the intense music.
I'm not. I'd like to welcome in special guest to the studio because I was told someone wants to talk to us just before we finish this thing.
Who is it? Ross Buzz.
Ross Boss wanted
I
to have
it was going to be Jeremy Wells.
Oh, God, no.
I got really excited.
In a giant hot chip outfit? Is that what you're hoping
yes,
for?
Smothered in sauce.
Ross Boss wanted to talk to you just before we finish this thing up. Ross Boss, welcome to the show.
Hi, Pete.
Hi, Ross.
How are you?
Good.
How's it been going?
Yeah, good. Ups and downs.
As Pete Murray once sung, seen better days. Oh, we're not doing that kind of vibe. Okay, cool. Anyway, yeah, had better days.
Well, I think we left Pete Murray back in 2004.
That's a good
Let's
song.
Just do it. Nice guy, but. Yeah. Hey, Thursday's a weird day to finish it. Don't you think?
Don't you dare. Don't you dare.
This isn't me.
I just thought it's a regular week. Why would we just finish it on a Thursday?
Because it was 5 days. Don't think of me.
5 full days, though, really?
Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Don't think of me. Counting Sunday, but you started Sunday night, right?
Yeah, but we've said 100 hours.
It just feels weird to end it so soon when there's, you know, like, what are you going to do tomorrow? Have you got plans for tomorrow?
Eat salad?
No, for the radio.
We'll do something. Well, free your time Friday.
Guys, that sounds like a good show. Tune in tomorrow from 3 when we eat salad.
We'll do free your time Friday. We'll do the $5,000 Fridays.
How's about if I give you some money, will you do another 24 hours?
No.
You'll pay us to.
No.
You'll just do it anyway.
You just do it. You couldn't pay me. All
really?
The money in the world, you could not pay me.
This, how much?
You couldn't pay me, Ross.
This started a hundy.
Nope.
$100, 24
no.
hours.
No.
Cheeky
no.
100.
Nah. Nah.
How much?
No.
Or a two.
No.
250.
$250 no. bucks, Peach.
Mate,
one day, 24
hands
hours.
My heart, my
how
body
much money are
is
you
my,
paid?
No, it's not about the money. It's my body, is my team.
$500.
Nah.
Peach.
Nah.
$500.
Nah, I can't.
Oh.
I'm so excited about 5 o'clock to roll around. Nothing could pull
five
me. I've got to be well for
thousand.
This meeting this weekend. I felt like I was coming down with something.
5,000.
Oh, no, you're just joking. Yeah, yeah.
Hold on. I haven't said dollars or cents yet. 5,000 cents. That's $50.
Nah.
You won't do it for
500? I would not do it for any money.
God.
Well done, mate.
Was that a test?
That was good. He was going to pay too. He said today, he grabbed me in the hallway. He's like, I'll pay
you
$500.
You would not pay me. I know you
would. He would. I said.
He would not.
Whatever. Okay, actually. Can we restart this?
Yeah.
$500 to charity.
Oh, no, you can't do that. You can't do that. Give it to the Jason Hawkins Foundation.
No.
You don't count,
they're very good. They're very good. No, they're doing
charity.
They'll find some sick people somewhere.
They're doing good things. You don't have to.
What if I give $500 to the universe?
Don't just.
Yeah, I'll give it to the. No. No, I'm not. I'm really like, I'm out.
God, you're good, aren't
you? Seriously, I'm going. Green, lean, and vegan after this.
God.
For a week.
Cool,
anyway.
You're going to be awesome.
All right, well, there you go. Tomorrow, make sure you listen. First time radio announcers are eating salad on the air. That'll be a bloody riveting show. $500. You're good, mate. You're good.
Honestly, I'm just so over this.
To be honest, I would have done it if he shouted the chips.
Jason PJ, the podcast.
Not Fry's Affair.
Jason PJ's Hot Chip Diet.
Last Sunday, we embarked on 100 hours of a hot chip diet, eating nothing but hot chips and water. Why? Because there was a guy in Australia who lived off nothing but potatoes for a year. And PJ came up with the idea that if he lived...
I didn't come up with this idea. Let me give you the hot tip.
I remember it now. I came into work. I was like, hey, guys, I think we could live off smoothies for a week. And PJ was like, nah, I got a better idea. If this guy in Australia did potatoes for a year, we should do nothing but hot chips. I was like, look, it's really unhealthy.
I can't handle you.
But if that's what you want to go with, I'll support you because I'm a great co-host.
I really think that if we did 100 hours of smoothies, it would have been riveting.
Oh, amazing.
You would have been in tears.
God, I hope Yon Onion don't come back with that. 100 hours of smoothies. I'll be like, well, there goes the audience. I got to say, I am immense.
I'm so mad at you.
If I see a billboard on the way home, I'll be like, look at them. They're bald heads and
cold pressed juices. It would be good radio.
But we didn't.
We didn't.
We did 100 hours of hot chips and no condiments and Peach. We did it. Producer Alex has ordered us meals. Please bring in
it's
the meals.
It's our first supper.
What did you order?
I ordered a cold salad with lots and lots of greens and healthy stuff in it.
I got stir fry.
Oh, my God.
Thank you.
Oh, my God. Thank you, Alex. Ooh. Oh, this better not be a stitch up.
Three.
What? Okay.
Three, two, one. Congratulations, Peach. I got a salad.
I got a gnocchi.
Potato pasta.
Is that a gnocchi? I mean, thank you. But quietly devoed, what happened?
I don't like salad.
Salad looks mean.
I don't like.
Is it actually a gnocchi?
Yeah.
You finished 100 hours of hot chips and you get potato pasta.
I'm not having gnocchi.
Do you get potato pasta? I ordered hash browns.
Do you want to swap?
I'm outraged with this salad.
You'd have the gnocchi. You said you wanted gnocchi the other day.
You were telling me not to keep eating pasta and now you're just trying to shove it down my throat.
I guess there's green leaves on the top.
That's basil.
I don't care. It's mesclun. Oh my God.
100 hours of Hot Chips done. We finished it with potato pasta. Please don't say get in me on the radio. We're still alive.
Jason PJ, the podcast.
I came across something today, and when I initially read it, I thought, it's a bit creepy. But then I read more, and I was like, actually, maybe it's not so weird.
Right.
So it's a cleaning company over in the UK. It started in London 2 years ago, but now it's been doing so well, it's spreading out across the whole of the UK.
Right.
And basically what they do is they offer $77 New Zealand an hour for women who are prepared to work naked. When I read that, I was like, ooh.
What? Hang on. What are they doing?
Cleaning.
They're cleaning naked?
Yeah. So I was like, oh, that just sounds really dodgy.
So what, I would ring the service and then get a girl to come around naked and she
would
clean.
Yeah, she'd be wearing just slippers and gloves. I know. Sounds.
Firstly, but I don't know if you look good in naked. Like, I don't know if anyone looks good naked in slippers and gloves.
No. So it's they're naturist cleaners. And the female staff are of all ages and figures. And they clean private houses. But the clients, this is where it's interesting. The majority of them are nudists.
Okay, well, that's a good thing.
Yeah, so that makes it, you know, that's a little bit.
It's not some creepy dude just tiring you.
No, it's actually, you know, they're nudists, they actually like to get naked and that's.
Just quickly, I don't think you want to be using oven cleener or like domestos or bathroom cleaner nude.
No.
Like that gets on there,
mate. You don't want bleach down there.
No.
No.
Why'd you do all your pubes? Oh, bleach, you know, it was a occupational health and safety.
Agnes said she got the idea after a nudist asked if he could be naked while she cleaned for him. And then she did her business and it's taken off.
It's made a bloody fortune.
Oh, I know.
You ever work nude? Like, I mean, any job. have you ever gone to it? Like, have you ever done a job nude?
I've only done this in the body shop and some waitressing and some catering. No, I've never done it. Oh, have you done radio nude? No. No, definitely not.
Right.
I had to think about it.
When you went, I thought, please God, don't go back to the body shop. Hello, welcome to the body shop. Would you like some scented soaps? Just the way you paused, I was like,
I was so nice to them.
She's got nude in the body shop. I don't know if it's a common thing, but if, especially people at work from home and stuff, like,
have you ever, could get weird.
Have you ever done your job in the nude, right? Like, I know a couple of mates who run a sign company. They make, like, street signs and stuff. Yeah. And they work out of their garage. And I've seen him, like, jump out of the pool and run around his little speedos.
It'd be so convenient at home.
Oh, if you're just sitting there nuding up at home, you're like, look, I've got to shoot off a couple of emails.
I feel like a driver by yourself.
I don't think you should be out in the roads doing it.
No, not in the roads, but if you've got, like, a long-haul truck drive.
So now you're looking for a nude truckie.
I don't know. I don't know what we're going to get with this.
Like, I'm imagining, hi, my name's Claire, I'm an accountant.
Oh, yeah.
And when I jumped out of the shower the other night, I was like, oh, I've got to shoot off a couple of emails.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you want Daryl, the nude truck driver, who's got his naked belly hanging over the steering wheel.
No discrimination.
Well, it sounded like it.
Jason PJ, the podcast.
Sam, welcome to the show. How you doing?
Yeah, good, mate. How you going?
We're good. So you've done your job nude,
I'm nervous
mate.
To hear these answers.
Oh, no, it's going to be really odd. What do you do?
So I used to be in a band. I was a singer. And I'd heard that all the old metal guys, you know, like Guns N' Roses and those sort of legends used to record their vocals in the nude so that they'd feel more relaxed. So we're recording an album and I decided I'd strip off while the band was all doing their bit. So I was in the vocal booth and my birthday suit just belting my heart out, eh?
Did you let the rest of the band know ahead of time you were going to do it?
I kind of told them I was doing it as I did it.
How'd it go down?
Yeah, they thought it was hilarious, eh?
Yeah, right.
Do you reckon it improved the actual quality of your singing at the time?
Well, I mean, you definitely felt free doing it, eh?
Hang on, how about this question? Sam, are you currently living off the profits you make from singing?
No.
Right, didn't help.
Man,
okay,
you
right.
Yeah. That,
yeah. Thanks for joining us, Sam.
Good on you, buddy. If you want to join the show, 0800 dial ZM's the number. We want to know, have you done your job in the nude?
G'day, Michael.
G'day, guys. How you doing?
We're good,
yeah,
mate.
Well, thanks.
I will point out, all blokes at this stage. what job did you do in the nude, mate?
Oh, look, I'm Australian, so it's pretty hard to get clothes on me most of the time.
Speak for yourself. Go on.
So, yeah, I've done everything in the nude. I've worked in the nude. I've gardened in the nude. I've made the lawn in the nude. As I say, it's pretty hard to get the shorts on me. I'm in obviously living in New Zealand, and it's still particularly hard to get clothes on me.
Right, so
my friend sitting next to me in the car, and she's laughing because she knows I'm actually telling the truth.
thank God.
Yeah.
I'm glad you got a friend there. I thought you'd be calling us nude.
He might be.
Michael,
the friend's there.
Can you put on a robe if we're going to continue this conversation?
You've
mowed the lawn in the nude.
That's impressive.
I have. Yes, I have.
God, you'd want to be careful when leaning over to clean out the catcher.
Yeah, you wouldn't want to.
I've actually done nudie runs through parties and everything. So, quite frankly, in 40 degrees, there's nothing I can't do with my clothes off.
I'll be honest, mate. I don't think you rocking up at a party doing a nudie run is like, that sounds normal. It just sounds like you're rocking up at a party. Like, you know what I mean? It's not just always doing another nudie run.
All right. And we've got Sarah. Hello.
Hey.
All right, Sarah, what do you do work-wise in the nude?
I used to dairy farm.
No.
Yes, no. So not actually milking the cows, but the back paddocks were like an hour and a half. Sitting on the back of the motorbike.
Really?
That's awesome. Was it just because you wanted to be in touch with nature?
No, because it was like 35 degrees and it was bloody hot.
Yeah, right.
I was going to say, you wouldn't want to do it midwinter.
No. No.
I had this bad visual of Well, especially if you're walking up, where's Sarah? Oh, she's over there, and then it's like milking the cow, and you're like, what? You know what I mean? Everyone, it's an ad break.
Jason PJ, the podcast.
Hey, Dad.
Yeah, mate, what do you want?
You got a sec?
Yes, every week on the show we are joined by Jason's dad, aka Aussie Paul, who answers life's toughest questions.
Here we go.
Hi, the person you have called is...
what else does he do?
Maybe he's got a secret hobby.
What do you reckon, Niz?
Bowls? Does he do bowls?
Hello.
Hey!
Hey, Paul!
Hey, PJ. Hey, Jace. How you going?
We're good. You weren't answering. We thought you might be doing your secret hobby.
I was actually doing a bit of cleaning.
Oh, I thought maybe you were doing a bit of bowls.
No, mate, that's for old people.
It's dropping out. It went all hazy. It sounded like you said that's for old people.
Why don't I walk out the front?
Okay.
All right. Hey, Paul.
Yes, PJ.
You wouldn't believe it.
I wouldn't either.
We've got more questions.
That's good.
The first question this week comes from Fran. She says, "Hi, Paul. I'm in a bit of a dilemma. I really like this guy, and we've been out on a date. But on the date, he told me he's allergic to cats, and I've actually got two at home. But I'm really into him. Help! What should I do?"
You want the real answer?
Yeah.
Get rid of the cats.
Oh, but she loves her cats.
Yeah, well, she's got to make a decision. If he don't like cats, he's not going to come in, is he?
But maybe she could go to his house.
Yeah, but that's only temporary, isn't it?
Yeah, it's not going to work long term.
Eventually, he's going to want to come to her place, isn't he?
I mean, I'm allergic to my cat, and I still hang out with him. Whenever I go home, he makes me sneeze.
He's also got a wonky eye, Dad. It freaks me out.
Oh, geez. There's something wrong with him then, mate.
Yeah. Dad's not a fan of cats.
Oh,
not a fan of cats and dogs, mate.
All right, and our second question this week comes from Matt. He says, "Hey, Paul, I'm looking at getting a gym membership, and I was wondering if you've got any tips."
Getting a what?
A gym membership. A gym membership, like where you sign up for 6 months, a year, and you commit to go to the gym.
But you never go?
Oh, a gym membership?
Yeah.
What did you think she said?
I got no idea.
The accent.
But anyway, Matt wants to know if you've got any tips or things he should be looking out for when searching for, the right
don't
gym.
Join. Just go when you want to go and pay when you go.
Yeah,
don't join.
That's more expensive.
But it ends up being a lot more expensive.
Yeah.
You might join up for a year, then after 3 months you start slacking off and you don't go. So it's just as expensive, isn't it?
Do you do some weights every now and then?
Yeah. Can of beer. That's about the only weight I lived up.
Did you used to bench back in your day, Dad?
No.
They don't do Caravan Park CrossFit?
Caravan Park what?
CrossFit.
No.
Not aqua jogging?
Well, aqua jogging is probably the best thing for you because it weights off your joints.
Yeah.
I can imagine Dad in a local swimming pool doing aqua jogging.
Yeah, can you imagine that? I can't.
I would hate it.
Next to Bev, two spots down from Dawn. All right,
no,
Dad.
No.
We'll speak to you next week, Dad.
See you, Paul.
Okay. Hey, listen, Jay.
Yeah?
You were telling me you were going to do something this weekend, something different?
Did I
dream that?
Is he talking about the money?
Hang on.
She's on to me.
We need to chase Ross Boss. We'll sort this out next week.
I guarantee you.
Yes.
He is persistent.
Oh, mate, my heart stopped because I thought, shit, what's Dad think I'm doing on the weekend? I guarantee you next week, Ross Boss will be here with a proposal.
Right, I'll see you.
Thanks, Paul. See ya.
Bye.
Jason PJ, the podcast.
You know me, Jace, all over Google Maps and, you know, all new apps to come to your phone and came across a new one, a new feature to appear on Google Maps, which was really interesting and I think would actually be really handy for a lot of people. It was first spotted by Android Police.
Do you use Maps or Google Maps?
I use the Maps on my phone.
Yeah, do you know which, like...
Couldn't tell you the difference.
Well, for a chick, it just led the radio saying...
My tone of sarcasm. But anyway, so included in the latest beta version of Maps, when you search for driving directions, parking availability status is included along with the standard time and distance estimates.
That's good. So hang on. If I search like put in the Beehive in Wellington, right, how to get there?
Yeah.
It'll show me how to get there, plus it'll show me available car parks around the Beehive.
The probability of finding a spot will come up either easy, medium, or limited. And when parking data is added to Google's existing user tracking, the new parking feature could become even more focused and might even allow you to know exactly where you are able to park. So I think initially it's going to come out like, oh, it's hard, it's easy, it's, you know, not so difficult.
And then in the future it'll say, there's four spots, go.
Boom. How cool is that?
I like that. That's good.
Then that takes away the whole, like, you know, when you ask the universe for your park? And you go on and you're like, I'm going to get it. I'm going to get it. And then you get it. No, you haven't done that.
You drive around for 4 hours till the shop's shut. And then you're like, oh, my God, look at all these car parks. Thank you, universe. You know what? If there's one thing I hate when it comes to car parks, because I know it can be frustrating trying to find one. But, like, if I'm walking back to my car and I get to my car and I've got a heap of stuff to load in, like shopping, or if I take one of the boys out, I've got to put a pram and all that crap down. There'll be other cars stacked up behind me with their indicator on, waiting for my spot. But I'm a fair way away from leaving. I've got
They don't care. Honestly, if I'm that person in the car with the indicator on, I will wait.
Well, you know what I do? I look at them and go, no, I'm going back in the shops. So then they turn their indicator off and keep going.
Jason,
which just takes the pressure off me.
I hate you.
No, hang on, everyone. Let's not do a show mutiny here. Like, no.
So you're pretending that.
You're actually the worst type of parking person.
No, and then I'll just irritating.
And then I'll just take my time. And I'll tell you the only awkward bit.
Oh my God.
The only awkward bit is if you drive out and they're still looking for a park and you pass each other and they're like, but I thought you were going back into that. And you just.
That will have just fired up a lot of people.
People would do that as well.
Are you saying that you don't put the indicator out when people are parking their car?
If I do, I look at them through the window and go, you're right, take your time, no rush. Like I let them know, hey, I'm all good. All good here, no rush.
So if someone did that to you, you wouldn't wave them on?
No, it depends. If they were nice.
So hypocritical.
What annoys me so much is you think this is fine.
I did to a little lady in a Lazy yesterday.
Well,
she looked impatient. I had a lot of groceries to put in.
Worse.
You understand.
The Jason PJ podcast.
Peach tried to do a character assassination on me. We were discussing car parking on the air and I just said, when I park the car at the shops and I get back and if I've got a lot of groceries to put in the car or if I've got one of the boys with me and I've got to put all the pram and crap in, if I see a car waiting for me with their indicator on to steal my spot, I'll look at them and go, no, I'm going back in.
Yeah, but they might want to wait.
Doesn't matter.
Sometimes it's just so hard to find a park.
I don't want the pressure. And then people are banking up behind them and I can feel it. And I feel like I'm shutting down the entire shopping centre car park.
Look, I can understand maybe the fact because you've got kids. I totally understand that puts a bit more pressure on it.
Oh, mate, I'll do it with groceries.
Amy?
Hi.
What are your thoughts on this?
I'm with Jace on this one.
Boom. Thank you.
I hate people waiting for me to pull out of my park.
I know. And then when the cars bank up, Ames, you feel that pressure as well?
Yep, I do.
But what's the other option?
Wait them on or ignore them and hope that they drive off and then I'll drive off.
Yeah. And then you hope that you don't see them?
Yeah,
because otherwise that feels good. Just wave them on, mate. That's what I do. You know what? After today, everyone's going to be waving them on. People are going to put windows down going, are you doing the Jace thing where you're not really going but you're going?
Marshall, what about you?
Yeah, g'day there, guys. I'd take Jace's side on this, you know, when I've got groceries and stuff and my son to put in the car and stuff like that. I mean, I've loaded in before and lady was waiting there to pull into the car park and I reversed up and actually reversed into her and.
If she wasn't there, you wouldn't hit her.
No, exactly.
See,
if
there you go.
Just carried on looking for a car park, then
technically,
wouldn't have been in that situation.
Technically, PJ's.
But how else do you do it then?
Well, you just keep looking for a spot, mate. Or as you put it, you just keep driving around praying, hello, universe, looking for a car spot, looking for a car spot, somewhere near the door would be lovely. Thank
it
you.
It works. Doug. Hello, Doug.
How's it going?
We're good, buddy. You were in a Team J shirt as well.
Team PJ. Come on, TPJ.
No, I'm on Jason's side. I hate it when people park and wait for you. I just can't stand it.
This is amazing. Yep.
I'll normally return to the car and I'll just sit there and wait for them to drive off and then I'll take off. Even if it's right behind them, I just hate it.
Yeah. It's your lesson to say, hey, you know what? It's my spot. I'll release it when I'm ready.
I agree.
All right, let's just see. Maybe Mason will take Team Peach.
Apart from the text that says typical Australian turd, you haven't had really a lot of support.
Come on, Mason, bring it home.
Hello.
Hey, buddy, what's your thoughts on this?
You're kind of half right and half wrong, Jase.
Oh, fence sitter. Yeah, right.
My mate does it too, but he just leaves his reverse lights on for about 20 minutes.
What do you mean?
So people think he's about to back out.
Yeah.
What does he do? Just sit in the car?
He just sits on his car listening to music.
Just to mess with them?
Yep.
That's a bit naughty, Mason.
But on the other hand, it is a bit of a dick move.
It is a bit of a dick move.
How boring is your friend's life if he's sitting at Westfield doing that for 20 minutes, Mason?
Well, he's married, so he does it to pass time.
Right, he doesn't want to go home.
Jason PJ, the podcast.
So, we've been talking about my friend Jack the last couple of days.
Really good guy.
Jackie boy.
Don't.
One of the boys.
Don't.
Here's the thing. He's getting married to a lovely girl. Mm. That is happening in August. Book flights. Got to ask Ross for the time off.
Me too, because I'm invited as well.
Yeah. Well, we should look at that.
Yeah.
Hey, Ross, if you're listening, we need time off in August. So he's getting married. The problem I've got is one of my mates, Max, just put a photo up the other day saying, hey, guess what? Jack's asked me to be in the bridal party.
Which is totally fine.
That's fine. But since then, I've gone into freak out.
Yeah.
And I've thought, am I going to get a call up? I know Jack's currently filling spots at the moment. I'm not going to ring and go, hey, mate, throw me a groomsman position because that's just desperate. So all I've been doing is calling.
Would you say what you've been doing is not desperate?
Absolutely not. Okay. All I've been doing is ringing Jack each day and I suppose not even bringing up the groomsman thing.
Oh,
he doesn't even know I've been recording these calls. I've just been ringing him each day to remind him how good of friends we are and how much history we've got. Like, you know, movies we watch together. And like we've even got our own song.
Oh, my God.
Chips ahoy, bro.
Oh, chips ahoy.
You done?
How are you, buddy?
I'm good. Today's your last day, isn't it?
Today is the final chip day, thank God. Hey, guess what? We'll just plan on ZM.
Mr. Brightside.
You got it. Our song.
Yes.
Our song, boy.
I knew it, bro. So good.
How you doing?
I'm good, bro.
Hey, just quickly.
Yes.
What's your address? I'm putting you down as my next of kin.
Next of kin?
Just on work forms. It can't be family, and you're the next best thing.
Okay. Yeah. Unit 5?
Yep.
247?
Yep. Yep.
Next of kin can't be family.
No, this next of kin needs to be someone other than family. You're pretty much family, but... Oh, guess what's on TV?
What's that?
I Love You, Man. You seen that?
Oh, yeah, Slapping the Bass.
Good movie. Yeah, Slapping the Bass. It looks like us.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, I better go do some work, but I'll check in with you later.
Yeah, have a good one, bro.
Stop now.
It's fine, mate.
You're ruining your friendship.
Now if he's driving along in Brisbane and they start playing Mr. Brightside, or, God forbid, should have looked up the TV guide and picked a movie that's screening in Brisbane tonight, so when it was on, he'd be like, oh, my God, it's a sign.
Please, no more.
Make sure you wave at me. I'll be up at the bridal table. I'll call him once more tomorrow.
Jason PJ, the podcast.
How good are you at names? Like, do you... Because when I'm at home... Mum's often, I know you're terrible at names when you meet new people. It's embarrassing. But like,
I'm great with faces.
You're great with faces, yeah. Yes. But for example, like with your kids at home, do you often call them the wrong name?
Once or twice.
Yeah. No, because like I'll go home and Mum will be like, Sam, Tom, Dad, Buddy. And my name will be literally the last one she comes up with. Came across a study which explains exactly why this happens.
That's tough though. I mean, she's confusing you with blokes.
No, hang on. There's a reason.
Though. You've got brothers.
Yes. The study has found that names don't actually have to sound like the other names for people to get them mixed up. It's actually all to do with the categories that the names belong to. So the reason she's calling me Sam and Tom is because they're her kids, so it's in that category. Whereas you'll often get friends' names wrong with another friend's name because it's a friend group.
So what you don't want to do is say to your wife, like...
another woman's name.
Yeah, that's not an ex-partner because she'll be like, okay, well, obviously you're sleeping with that person.
I don't know. It's like that.
Well, that's what the research is saying.
No, well, it's just, that's exactly it makes what the research sense, is like, saying. That's why Mum would call me all my brothers and my dad's name before me.
Tina, you mean Lou. Oh, who's Tina? No one. It's a sibling. You don't have a sibling called Tina. It's a secret child you don't know about.
Interesting that way.
Yeah, I've done it. I do it all the time. There's, you know, it's okay if you're meeting someone, they're like, oh, no, it's actually Barry we met before. Really sorry. Obviously, there's other situations where you really...
You're so cool when you're into those situations. Like, you'll always read it really well and you'll make sure you don't really put your foot in it too much.
Oh, I'm very generic.
Yeah. You go pretty generic.
Yeah, never say, good to see you again. Never say, nice to meet you. You just go, how are you?
See, I do nice to see you.
Oh, no, you go the whole way. You even throw a name in. You go, hello, Tina, so good to see you again. How are the kids? And they're like, it's
my name's
Betty.
Fran and we've never met.
Yeah. 0800 dials at M. I'd love to take calls this afternoon. If you've got someone's name wrong at a really bad time, so not just like in general conversation, but it was just a really bad, and you know, like keep it out of the bedroom, but imagine a funeral.
Oh, Jace, come on.
We're going to miss Tom. It's Stephen.
Jason.
I'm so sorry.
I'm sure we won't get that.
Okay, if you've done it, or maybe someone's done it to you, you've got a name wrong, but it's more about just the bad
timing. The timing.
The bad timing.
Jason PJ, the podcast.
Oh dear, I'm an ambulance officer and I've accidentally called a patient the wrong name during the assessment.
That's all right.
During a heated discussion, I called my then boyfriend my ex's name. He still brings it up. Oh wait, my then boyfriend, now husband, my ex's name. Yeah, let's go to the phones. Hello. Okay.
Where are we going? All right, here we go.
Paris.
Hello.
Hello, mate. We're running a slick operation here this afternoon. When did you call someone the wrong name at the wrong time?
Well, it was my dad, and it was at my wedding. During a speech at the reception, he called me by my sister's name.
Could have been worse. Could have been during the vows. Could have been your fiancé.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Exactly.
Yeah, well, that's true.
God, imagine that. Imagine that at a wedding, Paris.
How was it received?
Was he mortified? Oh, everyone was cracking up. He just wanted to be swallowed into a hole, but everyone thought it was hilarious.
Yeah, Dad and wrong daughter's all right, but yeah, like doing the vows.
You don't want the wrong partner's name. Carl, how about you?
I called my girlfriend my ex-girlfriend's name.
When was the situation?
Oh, Chase.
Oh, was it?
I called her my ex-girlfriend's name, but I luckily covered it up by pulling a sympathy card and saying she was a lot worse of a girlfriend than what you are.
And how did that go down?
What, did you roll it into a sentence?
I said, she was a lot meaner than what you were, and she fully bought it, so I got away... Got free.
I hope you were talking about relationships at the time. Otherwise, that would have been weird.
So out of the blue.
Okay, hey, Carl, can you give me a bit of steak? Yes, Tina. Oh, who hated steak and was a really bad girlfriend. Can't just, you know what I mean?
Cam, where did you get the name wrong?
Hello, Cam.
Hello, Cam.
Oh, how's it going?
Oh, I thought we got your name wrong then.
Yeah.
I was like, that's going to be embarrassing. What's your story, mate?
So I was going out with a girl and, you know, I was out on a date and I brought her home and brought her to meet my mum. And I done worse than got her name wrong. I completely forgot her name.
You've just been on a date with her all night.
Yeah, I know.
So what did you do?
Oh, I was kind of like, this is my mum and mum, this is...
No!
And then...
You know what you do, Cam?
Yeah.
You step out. As soon as you walk in the room, you just go, I'll get you guys a drink. And then that way they're forced to do the...
You always do that with people.
Yeah.
You always do that.
All the time.
It's a great
deal. Yeah, I'll learn that for next time if there is a next time.
Next time, maybe just concentrate on the date and take in the girl's name.
Jason PJ, the podcast.
Breaking Lego news.
Never heard that before.
Neither have I, but today I thought it was only suitable because I came across two standout Lego stories in the news. First, let's just head to Melbourne for the first one.
Yep.
Currently in the midst of a Lego crime wave, police across the town have had to investigate a series of thefts of Lego that caused so much pain underfoot. Last week, three toy shops in the eastern suburbs were hit.
So they're just stealing Lego?
Just stealing Lego.
Because the thing, mate, Lego's expensive.
How much? See, because I was a kid. I haven't had to buy it since then. I bought it when I was a kid.
I bought some for my nephews at Christmas.
Yeah.
And I said to Luke, can we get him something else? She was like, why? And I said, because we're spending $40 on Lego and it looks like we spent $8. Like for $40, you get like one car.
Is that $40?
Something ridiculous.
That's not cheap.
I'm like, can we just buy, you know, I want to buy a cheap toy. It looks expensive. Not an expensive toy. It looks cheap.
That's a good point.
You know what I mean?
Another Lego story making headlines today. Let's just go to the UK now.
Oh, we're going all over the world for Lego.
We're going global for Lego. Cambridge University has created a job around playing Lego. They've announced it will be recruiting a Lego professor of play, someone who can examine the importance of play and playfulness in education globally so that they can teach children about problem solving and teamwork. What a job.
No, you know what the job would be? Building Lego.
Just that'd locked, be awesome.
Just locked in a room.
Oh, yeah, that'd get kind of stale.
Haven't even finished pitching the job and you're like, I'm bored, I'm out.
Initially, I thought it was cool.
Jason PJ, the podcast.
Little issue I want to bring up.
Okay, another day.
No, I want to see if you notice this, right? We work in an open plan office.
Yeah.
Like the building is quite open.
Yeah, it's the modern thing to do.
Yeah, and normally, you know, everyone will be at their desk and they'll look up and, you know, if there's a new person in the building, everyone notices.
Yes.
Lou's sister flew in today, Kate.
Oh, Katie.
Yeah, she arrived from Seattle. She came over the house this morning. Mm. I said, look, I'm going in to work because Lou works here. I said, I'm going into work about 12.
Yep.
Do you want to come in with me and then go and have lunch with Lou? She's like, yeah, great. So anyway, we park down the road. We're walking up the street. I can see other employees at work here looking at me across the street like I'm out with another woman. And then when we get into the open plan building, we walk in, right? And Kate's like, she's an attractive girl.
Yeah.
I can literally watch the single guys in the ZM department. I'll name them, Jesse and several others.
Jason.
And you watch, they look up like little meerkats. And I had to walk over and go, married, mate. And then you just watch them go back to their work. Is that what it's like in every open plan office?
No, not always.
Mate, it was like just productivity.
You should
just
take it as a compliment. That means, you know, you've got attractive.
That's Jesse, though. He's the office sleaze. You know that.
Oh, right? Jesse's not the sleaze.
That's harsh. Please, if you weren't in a relationship, you would have been meerkatting your head off as well.
Jason PJ, the podcast. Spy.co.nz.
Back in December last year, Drake and J-Lo unexpectedly sparked rumours regarding a possible relationship between the two. Since then, things have seemed to have heated up between the two. Their most recent sighting was at a place called Catch LA, where they joined each other for a private steak dinner date. Apparently, they arrived separately before meeting up to dine together. But what do you reckon they ordered?
This is Drake and J-Lo.
J-Lo, yep. Apparently they sit very close to each other, all laughs and smiles. What do you reckon they ordered?
Okay, so date food's always a tricky one. I hate doing tapas on dates. You know why? Because I get hungry and I'm like, and you know what shits me?
Do you hate sharing?
No, I'm okay with sharing. But you know when you're hungry and you're like, God, I just want to go that other dumpling. But am I going to look like just a
piggy
really in
front
of it? It's
really awkward when they have three, when they put three on the plate.
Don't even start me. Don't even start me.
Anyway, apparently they stuffed their faces with A5 grade Wagyu beef and Alaskan king crab.
God, they went all out.
Glasses of rosé.
See, crab's not a date meal. You're breaking it open.
Messy.
It's going everywhere.
It's kind of like an experience, though.
No.
It surprised me, though, because I thought J-Lo didn't drink alcohol, but apparently they were drinking rosé.
Oh, a couple of glasses isn't going to hurt.
Yeah.
I don't want to go on a date where I've got to wear a bib with a crab on it. Like, to me, that's
quite endearing.
You know what I mean?
And then as you spy, you can register now to compete at the NZ Bomb Comp on Waitangi Weekend with $15,000 worth of prizes up for grabs.
When you say it's endearing, please tell me you don't wear the bib to non-crab places. Like, thanks for choosing Japanese. I'll just put this crab bib on. Crab bib on because it looks endearing.
Against the lads.
Jason PJ. Weekday afternoons from 3 on ZM.